Hey gorgeous people, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of high-value woman wisdom. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important, letting go of perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard? Like you need to be flawless in every aspect of your life? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have it all together? Well, let me tell you, that's a total mirage. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies perfection, right? But here's the truth bomb. Striving for unattainable standards is not only exhausting, it's actually holding you back from living your best life. Today, we're going to break down why perfectionism is a myth, how it's messing with your self-worth, and most importantly, how to embrace those beautiful imperfections that make you, well, you. First off, let's get real, there's no such thing as perfect. Ever met anyone who actually lives up to that standard? Nope, didn't think so. Perfectionism is a myth. A carefully crafted illusion designed to keep us feeling inadequate and constantly striving for something that doesn't even exist. It's like trying to catch the wind. You can chase it all day long, but it'll always slip through your fingers. Secondly, perfectionism is a major self-esteem killer. When we set these impossibly high standards for ourselves, we inevitably fall short. And guess what happens? We beat ourselves up, we doubt our abilities, and we start believing that we're not good enough. Newsflash, you are good enough. You are worthy of love and happiness just as you are, imperfections and all. Thirdly, perfectionism robs us of joy. Think about it. When you're constantly striving for flawlessness, you miss out on the beauty of the journey. You get so caught up in trying to reach some idealized endpoint that you forget to savor the present moment. Life is messy, it's unpredictable, and it's supposed to be enjoyed. So ditch the pressure to be perfect and start embracing the imperfections. So how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? First, recognize those thoughts when they creep in. Start paying attention to the inner critic that tells you you're not good enough. Then, challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and all the amazing things about you. Second, set realistic goals. Instead of aiming for perfection, aim for progress. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about constantly growing and evolving. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a close friend. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, that's what makes us human. Picture this, you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You spend hours crafting the perfect slides, rehearsing your lines until they flow flawlessly. But then, disaster strikes. You spill coffee on your shirt right before you walk into the room. Your mind races, this is a disaster. I'm going to bomb this presentation. But wait a minute, remember what we talked about? Perfectionism is a myth, and it's okay to make mistakes. So what if you have a little coffee stain on your shirt? It doesn't define you, and it certainly won't ruin the presentation. Take a deep breath, adjust your posture, and own it. Think about it, this situation could actually work in your favor. Showing vulnerability can make you more relatable and human to your audience. Remember, people connect with authenticity, not perfection. So remember, my gorgeous ladies, letting go of perfectionism is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the freedom that comes with embracing your imperfections is worth every effort. You are worthy, you are beautiful, and you are enough, just as you are. Now, go out there and shine, my lovelies. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little dose of imperfection positivity. And leave a review if you enjoyed it. It means the world to me. See you in the next episode for another dose of high-value woman wisdom. Keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.